is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 13th of June, 2007. It is the birthday of the poet who wrote this poem in 1893. I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there, of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There, midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's gray, I hear it in the deep heart's core. William Butler Yeats, born in Dublin on this day in 1865, who grew up at a time when Ireland was an English colony, and most members of the Irish Protestant upper class were pro-British. The Catholic middle class were in favor of Irish independence. It didn't help them get along, the fact that Catholics were denied equal access to education and jobs and government positions. William Butler Yeats was brought up in a Protestant family, so he should have been pro-British, but he was actually more interested in mysticism. A friend of his took him to his first séance in 1886, and during it, Yeats's whole body began to shake. He felt himself thrown back against the wall. It was terrifying, but it also confirmed for him the existence of the spirit world. He became interested in the occult. His father wanted him to become a scientist, but Yeats wrote to his father in a letter, "The mystical life is the center of all that I do and all that I think and all that I write." He began wandering around. He went around in an old dark cloak, studying fairy tales and mythology and Buddhism, playing the part of a mystic poet. A woman described him as wearing seedy black clothes with a big black bow at his throat, muttering verse to himself with a wild eye. It all changed when he met an Irish nationalist named Maud Gunn, who was also the most beautiful woman he had ever seen, and then he became interested in Irish nationalism in order to impress her, and he organized rallies for Irish independence and wrote nationalist plays and poetry. Yeats came to believe that if he could just get in touch with the mythic history of the Irish people, he could write about something that would tie the whole country together, Protestants and Catholics. Maud Gunn married somebody else, a soldier who was a hero of the Easter Uprising in 1916. The Irish Free State came about in 1921, and Yeats served as one of the first members of the new Irish Senate. William Butler Yeats, who said the intellect of man is forced to choose perfection of the life or of the work, and if it take the second, must refuse a heavenly mansion raging in the dark. Here's another little poem by William Butler Yeats on his birthday, a drinking song. Wine comes in at the mouth, and love comes in at the eye. That's all we shall know for truth before we grow old and die. I lift the glass to my mouth. I look at you, and I sigh. A drinking song by William Butler Yeats from the collected poems of W.B. Yeats, published by Macmillan and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. And by RBC Dane Rauscher. For almost 100 years, RBC Dane Rauscher's financial consultants have worked hard to make investing work for their clients. More information at rbcdane.com. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.